connect with you, my relationship with Krishna. When I say my relationship with Krishna, I'm addressing each one of you, each one of us, but I will do it in a personalized form so that it is more emotionally strong, my relationship to Krishna. Yes, so we will sing a little because I feel all of us would like to arrive, to settle, to feel that soothing balm and peace of Krishna consciousness, which has called us to take to this way of life. So let us just start. Jai Radha Madhava. See, it's good. See. Shishirada Madan Mohana Kire Shila Prabhupada Kire Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Everybody please. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadadi Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadani Giri Varadani Yasoda Nandana Raja Janadhan Jana Yasoda Nandana ja ja na dan ja na. Yamuna Tira Vanachari Govinda Yamuna Tira Vanachari Dhamma Kunya Vihari Krishna-prishtaya utale Shimate Bhakti-vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, no. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Oh, Hare Hare. Everyone, one more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And one more time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare Krishna 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Yes, 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 certainly, certainly.
Te deve Gauravani Pajaline Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Shatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. In the 11th canto, we find Krishna giving his last messages to the conditioned souls of this world. He speaks to a very dear devotee, Uddhavaji, and makes a point about happiness. He says, my dear Uddhava, I want to tell you something. Those who fix their consciousness on me share with me a happiness that cannot be possibly be experienced by those engaged in worldly activities. K- Krishna is full of Ananda. He is the Ananda Murti, the form of bliss. So he says, those who fix their consciousness on him, they come to him and share the same happiness. It's almost as if you can imagine that Krishna is there sitting on a huge table of the most wonderful preparations, and he invites those who are mindful of him, that means whose mind are full of him. No? Come to my table. I have so many good things to share with you. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes to us how these people whose minds are full of Krishna, or who are Krishna consciousness, how they are in how they go through life, how the experience of life is. He says they are just like, these devotees are like rich people who travel on a journey. And because they are so rich, they have bound in their cloth some valuable jewels, and wherever they go, Switzerland, Austria, Germany, or even in the war-ridden areas of the East, wherever they go, they can somehow have a happy life. You know, just like, let us say, a rich trader who goes with a caravan through Mongolia. Yes, he will go sometimes through a desert externally, but in his tent there are always nice carpets, there's always, it's hot enough, there are fragrant sandalwood is burning, there's good smell. He surrounds himself with interesting people who read literature to him. And in this way, wherever he goes, because he has this amount of wealth in his pocket, he can create the situations which give him happiness, and he's not dependent on the external circumstances, which may sometimes be challenging and difficult. So wherever a person who's mindful of Krishna goes, he finds happiness, he finds Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says he finds happiness because he tastes the sweetness of Krishna, and he hears the sound of Krishna, his words, his flute, the movements of his cloth. Yes, Krishna's cloth, when he moves, they sing also a song, they make a very attractive sound. All the senses, in other words, of the person who's mindful of Krishna are filled with Krishna, and therefore, although he may go through life almost like everyone else, he's internally not disturbed. When I first heard descriptions like this, I was attracted. I remember I thought, well, let me have the outfit of these happy people, these devotees, you know, who are happy wherever they go in life. So I changed my frisura, my haircut, I changed into this dress. I hope you like it. I developed new eating habits, and I constantly changed my eating habits. The last thing I did is I became a vegan presidarian because I thought I can't just see the cows suffering for me any longer. Krishna likes cows. So I changed my habits, my diets. I changed my language. If you would have heard me before I came to Krishna consciousness, wow, some of you would have left the hall because it was such an intense language which I used. But then I found out, although I had made all these changes, dress, language, behavior, diet, eating style, my heart had not changed. A little later, I came into a crisis in my Krishna consciousness, because, you know, the happy people, they have a happy heart. These devotees who are satisfied wherever they are and who have achieved inner peace, it's due not to the external circumstances, not due to the hairdress, not due to the new language and habits. It's because their heart has changed. It's pure. It's the place where Krishna likes to be. And I could understand, oof, I have not changed. I'm not happy. Because maybe Krishna doesn't like to be with me. And at that time, I developed my crisis. I had often described about it. And happily, I came out of it and arrived at a conclusion. Krishna consciousness is not about external changes. It's about the change of heart. And although I do not know how exactly this will be possible for me, I do really understand the change of heart is possible if I develop a relationship to Krishna. The rest of my life has one motto only, trying to connect with you, Krishna. This has become my motto in my life. And in the seminar, which I hope to share with you, we will actually hear how to become not just mindful about Krishna. I have spoken about it and it has not changed much, at least not in my disciples. I will forget all this and I will talk about our relationship with Krishna. How can we make it happen? Because it's only in a relationship where love and affection can grow. Without a relationship, and no love can grow. Those of you who have children, have seen that. No, when you have a relationship to your children and you hold them, you may take care of them, then after some time you develop so much love for them that you just feel very enriched in your life by this. So we will not talk about Krishna, we will talk about how to develop a relationship with Krishna, because that approach will be very, very nice. we have to learn about the unknown that is Krishna through what is called a sampradaya, an authorized lineage. A sampradaya does five things. First of all, it has to embody the deepest spiritual principles. It's not sectarian. It's not just one view on the Lord. It has to talk about principles which work everywhere, which are relevant for everyone, even not always those who follow the particular path, but it talks about eternally true principles. The second is, and here gets more specific, is Sampradaya protects students who learn in this Sampradaya, in this, you could say the modern English word would be lineage or spiritual school, from negative thoughts. This is a big problem on the spiritual path, that due to being in a foreign environment, the material world, we sometimes pick up negative thoughts because there is a lot of negativity around us. Sampradaya should help a student so that he will be always, you know, as Krishna's example, like that merchant who goes with his wealth and his tents and so on a journey. The third function of a sampradaya is it carries a particular spiritual potency. In other words, when you are initiated in a sampradaya, or let us say you are already initiated and you make it a point to study really in that spiritual, in that sampradaya, you will get potency which helps you, inner strength we could say, that helps you to overcome your conditionings, your obstacles. The fourth quality is, as bona fide sampradaya acts as a link between Jiva and God. Today, one devotee wrote me and sent me a link. So I was a very dear disciple of mine who has produced a very nice video, and he sent me a link in the computer. And when I can't do this, but when Gok Krishna activated this link, whoop, I could see the video. The bona fide sampradaya gives you something so that you can link with God's world and be in God and participate in some ways. And ultimately, the teachings of a bona fide sampradaya bring about a change in your heart. They make a Bahirmukha Jiva into an Antarmukha Jiva. So, yes, this is what you can expect in the seminar, because we will talk actually from the viewpoint of our ancient transcendental school, the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. Woo! I can see how the hairs on your body begin to stand up in ecstasy. We will actually learn about our relationship now, you know, as we are now with Krishna, and how to engage with Krishna on our present level and begin to feel his influence. Just like when a person goes into near to the sun, I see some of you, Gaurahari, has a tanned skin. I think you have been in the sun. I can see in the presence of the sun, Syamananda also has some tanned skin. In the presence of the sun, you change. So in the presence of Krishna, and you really make a relationship, your mind becomes dyed. Dyed means it takes on a certain color, the Krishna color. And that is, yeah. When people see us, even if we dress, I sometimes for walking in the forest, I dress in practical forest clothes. And sometimes people see me and say, "You must be a Hare Krishna." I said, "How did you find out?" It's a vibration or something, an atmosphere around you. "Thank you," I said. "For this, I consider this the greatest compliment I received today. Thank you so much." So yeah, this the means of this particular sampradaya, of this particular school, is to engage in devotional service. I want to read you a quote from Prabhupada and then give you an illustration what you can expect. Prabhupada, I paraphrase this from the 4th canto, 23rd chapter. He says, a devotee's relationship with the Supreme becomes manifest without any doubt by his service. And then he immediately understands his position as an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 500 years ago, Narahari, actually, he's not 500 years ago, I think he's from 350 years ago. Narahari Chakravarti Thakur expressed it like this. He said, bhakti or devotion is in the heart of everyone, but it is often a hidden treasure. We don't know. I don't know how much bhakti you feel at this moment. Vishakha Priya. Maybe a little because you're in the temple, but something. So this bhakti, which you belongs to you, but it can be increased and developed and manifested at the moment where you do seva. Seva you can do, for instance, by sharing bhakti with others. Those of us who are preachers have seen when they preach or share Krishna, when they do this service which is so dear to Krishna, that is sharing Krishna consciousness with others, they somehow or other become Krishna conscious themselves. Those of us who do this service have seen. But what is working here? Well, you do devotional service, and then, as Prabhupada says, your relationship with Krishna, means you feel close to Krishna, becomes manifested without any doubt. There was an old Brahmana, and I would like to tell you his particular story. And how he made his relationship with Krishna. And I like this story. I have told it already in Switzerland at the Swiss summer camp and maybe at before another audience, but I would like to repeat it here in an improved version because I have really studied this old Brahmana a little bit. See, he lived in a village like all of us live in one certain place. No? Some of you live in temples, some of you live in a town, some of you prefer to live in nature or close to nature. Every one of us has his dwelling place. So this Brahmana became old, but he felt some great lack. He was not a happy old man. He had practiced, he had tried to read the Gita and tried to practice his spiritual life, but he felt he had no connection or closeness to Krishna. So he heard that there are 9 forms of devotional service, and one is sacred pilgrimage. You know, a pilgrim is different from a tourist. The tourist just brings his world with him wherever he goes. A pilgrim opens himself and absorbs the world of Krishna or the deity to which place he goes. When he goes to Mother Ganga, he wants to welcome Mother Ganga. There are many tourists now who go to Ganga. They come and they go rafting in the Ganga and so on. These tourists will only maybe realize one aspect. It's a nice river. They will not go much deeper because they bring their adventurous spirit or their touristic spirit even to a holy place. And that's all, really. A pilgrim will go and worship Mother Ganga, pray to Ganga, and perhaps feel Mother Ganga's closeness, and he will make amazing realizations of purification, for instance, at the banks of Mother Ganga. So this, because he performs devotional service to Ganga. So this old Brahmana thought, let me go on pilgrimage to the ultimate place of pilgrimage for those who are born in the Hindu faith. This is Badarikashrama. It's a place high in the Himalayas where Lord Narayan is manifest. Many old people go there. It's a strenuous pilgrimage. It used to be. Now you can go by bus or vehicle. But in the old days where this narration takes place, it was very strenuous. Especially, you have to be there before the temple closes. It closes, as far as I remember, at the end of September, because it becomes so cold there that it snows there and no one can live there. The temple remains closed for an entire half a year. And then after half a year, when the priest can come again back to the temple, he has gone down to the valleys and so on, he mysteriously finds the temple super clean. And he finds lamps burning in the temple. It is said when the human beings can't stay in the temple or do their worship, at that time the devatas come, the demigods, and they do the worships. They clean the temple every day and they put these lights and perform their arati ceremony. Yeah. So as the pilgrim was struggling up to have his darshan, he saw from the other side pilgrims who had the darshan coming down, and they said, hurry, 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 they will close the temple, you are pretty late now. So the Brahmana did his best, and finally he reached the stair way to the temple of Badri Narayan, and he climbed the last little stretch on all his fours with the hands and the legs. And when he finally reached the highest step, the priest steps out. He's dressed all in black. These priests are somehow dressed in black. It's an old tradition. He had a little hat like this, you know, a storm hat. It looks like a pilot from a fighter plane. And this priest came out, he's called the Raval, up there, and he closed the door. The Brahmana said, "Please, please, I've just reached in time. Give me just 1 minute. Open the door and I will go inside. I will have my darshan and come out." The priest said, "No, this is the time of closing. Come back in half a year." "In half a year, I won't live. I'm so old." "Please, 30 seconds of darshan." The priest got annoyed. He said, "We have to wait for God. God doesn't have to wait for us. It's his time of closure." The Brahmana caught his leg. "Please, you don't understand. This is my only hope in life. Otherwise, my life is hopeless and lived in vain." But the priest just moved his leg like this to shake him off. He had to pack his things in his house and quickly go down before there would be more snowfall. At this, the Brahmana became very disappointed. He said, "I had thought that you, my Lord, he was beyond that. I had thought that God is merciful. I was wrong. My second mistake was that I thought the devotees of the Lord, of God, are full of compassion. I was wrong, so wrong." He was bitter. I have seen many bitter Hare Krishnas who had thought, "I thought I would become very advanced in a few years. I was wrong. I thought Krishna is merciful and protects his devotees. I was wrong. I thought the devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness are compassionate, kind, loving people. Oh, I was wrong. They are light years away from this." So this Brahmana was so bitter and felt so hurt that he rolled down the steps in desperation. He stayed at the bottom of the steps, and when he finally opened his eyes, he looked into the night sky and the stars were looking down on him. He said to himself, "I only have one way to go. That is, I will go to the Ganga and drown myself." He started to get up and he moved toward the Ganga with the intention to take his life. As he walked or staggered around, he heard the sound of horse hooves. A horse was coming in full gallop, and on the horse sat a young rider. He said, "Hey, old man, where do you think you are going?" The rider just stopped the horse and said, "Where are you going?" The old man said, I'm leaving this world today. I built my life on a vain hope. Why? Well, I came here to take darshan, and the priest closes the door and says I should come back in half a year, but I won't live in half a year." "Ah, you have difficult hearing. You are so old," said the young man. "Tomorrow the deity is open." "What?" he said, "half a year." "No, you are hard in hearing. come with me. I know how we can spend the night. And he took him in to a cave. There was a fire. It was warm. And he said, you know, this night is so nice. Let us not sleep. Let us play chess. So the Brahmana said, chess? I'm not gambling. It's against the four regulative principles. But the young boy smiled so sweetly and his touch was so soothing that he said, no, no, otherwise, you know, the night quickly goes over when we play chess. Here I show you how to do it. And he brought a chess board and they played. And the Brahmana always was winning. Strange. The next morning, the young man brought him to Tapakund. It's a hot kund. Who of you has bathed in Tapakund? May I know? Jai Gopal has bathed. Ananda, yeah, Ananda Chaitanya has bathed. You have bathed, your good name?
Tirak.
Wonderful. Gaurahari, have you bathed in Tapakund? Only in Vrindavan is Tapakund. Oh yeah, these are the Vrindavan boys. They find everything in, oh yeah, in Bararikashrama. But that's very cold. The one in, you know, Bararikashrama in Braj, it's so cold. You come out and you feel your body has turned into an ice cone. You look down, it's all white and it's fragile because it's so cold. The Tapakund in Bararikashrama is hot, so that when you enter it, you feel it is almost too hot, but you see everyone is there joking inside the Tapakund and you think, they survive? I guess I survive as well. And then you go, but as you are in the Tapakund, you just can't, you know, this image of being a potato which is boiled comes all the time up. I could never get rid of this image. So it was a very, very surprising experience. So he took his bath, then he dressed, then the young man took him up the steps, and lo and behold, there was the Rava, the same priest. And the priest said, I told you, you can come back. And now you have been back. Where did you stay all this 6 months? I thought only a day, a night had passed. No. I remember you. You came when I had to close the temple and I told you, come back after 6 months. There is snow now for 6 months. No one can stay here. The Brahmana looked around. He hoped to find the boy, but the boy was gone. Six months had passed, said the Brahmana. I remember only a night. Yes, you're a little old, said the Brahmana. So the Brahmana could not solve this mystical thing. He went up into the temple. He was very excited. He was all alone. He went into this beautiful temple. It's now quite difficult to enter it. There are many people who want to enter. And he entered it. He looked at the beautiful deities. And do you know what? Between the deities, there are various deities. One is of Uddhava, to whom Krishna gave his last message. You know, how one can be happy. Between these deities, he sees all of a sudden this young boy who says, and he understands, Krishna. Yes, Krishna, we hear in the Bhagavatam that you are quite unpredictable. And he was totally in an ecstasy. he became totally mindful of Krishna. He thought, Krishna is so merciful. You saved me from committing suicide. You stayed with me in that warm cave. You made it appear to be only half a, what is it, one night, but it was half a year. You did this time manipulation also in the Rasa dance. You are my Lord. And he just was totally in ecstasy. And as he came out of the temple, he heard the sound of a conch shell. By that time, he felt so overwhelmed. His body came down and he lay down, and the last thing he saw is an airplane coming with four transcendental personalities, the Vishnu Dutas, and they said, come into the airplane, dear Brahman, it is time for you to return back home, back to Godhead. You have rendered me devotional service. You have come on this pilgrimage, and in this way, you have accepted me. I have accepted you now. Let us go now to the spiritual world, where there is no birth and no death, where there is only transcendental happiness in a devotional service. So, my dear devotees, old and young, new those who have many experiences, super enthusiastic devotees, super disillusioned devotees, whoever you are, I invite you to come on this journey, the ultimate quest. This time, don't look for Krishna. Look for your relationship that you can experience now in this world with Krishna. And you will see how this relationship will give you something. Obviously, when we give philosophical lectures alone, this is something, but what we need is insights and experiences. These insights and experiences on the path of bhakti will transform into a deep faith or a deep inner certainty that yes, Krishna is there. This philosophy, the mixture of philosophy which shows us the goal, but also experiences on the way, will give you this security, that strength which you will need to tolerate the outer experiences which you make in the world, the disappointments, the sometimes tough parts of the journey. And therefore, we have called this retreat the Bhakti Immersion Retreat. The word immersion is there. Or the Bhakti Immersion, just Bhakti Immersion. We don't want to make a competition with the Bhakti Retreat. Not at all. We want to have a joint venture. And therefore, we invited devotees from Switzerland who have come because we actually wanted to make a Deutsche Retreat, deutschsprachige Retreat, but we couldn't do it, and so on. So, in this, you need to show up for the lectures, but then you need to have spiritual practice and spiritual experiences. I want to request you now to turn to your neighbor. Yes. You are with Mandaleshwari, Radhagriva. Wow, that's a transcendental neighbor. everyone, please try to find a neighbor. Mm. Gokrishna, did you find a neighbor? Oh, Jai Gopal. Wow. So, already you are getting to talk. This is very good. I want you to talk about something. For that, you need to think a little bit. I told you that just hearing about these subjects is not enough. It's good to give us an orientation where we might search, but we really will have to do some practice here and make experiences, you know. So I want you to think for a moment and tell your neighbor, what devotional activity you would like to focus on during this particular pilgrimage to Golokadham. When I did these exercises at the beginning, when I started to involve my audience and activate my audience, I used to say, pick three practices. But I found out it doesn't work when you have so much, when you have like a head full of dreams. It does not work, it's too much. You need to focus on one thing, and if you can do other things, fine, but on one thing. And I will request your neighbor to listen to you and then to ask you from time to time how well you are doing in focusing on this particular devotional practice. No? And you can meet your neighbor from time to time as you, maybe when you eat pizza, you can say, let's eat pizza together. You know, or when you walk from the guest house or your place where you stay to the temple room, you know, and you can just ask them, how is it going, and can I help you maybe? And you try to be inspiring for that person, huh? To help him or her to follow up on what you said. So it needs to be something concrete. Even if you say, I will rise 1 minute earlier than I usually rise, it's already good. Something is there that you need to do. But try to do it in Krishna consciousness, no? I will, you know, when I go in the temple, the first person I greet is Krishna, for instance. That's a good one. Then I greet everyone else, you know. Or you can say, I will try to serve devotees for 4 days. This is a chance. I will, you know, and then, but when your neighbor sees you and you are not doing that, he might put it in internet, social media and such things. Everyone is very brave on social media, you know, and so I'm just joking. You know, it's really something serious. What could it be that increases your relationship with Krishna? The one practice, one thing which you do or which you think. Maybe you would say, before I go to bed, I say a prayer to Krishna. Fantastic plan. You know, it should be something doable. It should also not be something which is just too strenuous. Like, I will chant 64 rounds a day. You won't be able to do it if you want to participate in the programs. Unless you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and kill yourself from sleep deprivation. You know, so it needs one thing. Please start now. To your neighbor, if you still need a little time, you can for sure continue after the program and talk about this. For now, I would like to end this program for today. I will request Gaurahari at the end to make a little announcement so that we know how it continues. I request you now to turn towards the deities, so that you can actually see the deities. You might have to just somehow move together a little bit more. Here, no? Surabhi is here. Maybe, Surabhi, you want to sit where Gokrishna is so you can see, and also the microphone can catch something. So, are you all sitting? Neela, you are not yet found a place, not yet. So we will wait. Yes, we will end this program by a short kirtan, maybe 12 minutes or so. Please all stay, because Gaurahari will give us afterwards an orientation. But it won't be longer than this time. We will request Gokrishna to lead the kirtan. So please look at the deities, pray to the deities, sing for Krishna. This is all about, the sambandha, making a relationship with Krishna, trying to connect with Krishna. It's good if we start already in the first evening. So, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
everyone.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare.
15 minutes. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone together.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Madan Mohan Shirade Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Shirade Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Shirade Mohan Mohan Shri Radhe. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Bolo jai jai Shri Radhe, jai jai Shri Radhe, jai jai.